أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah Ahmaduhu, was the Inahu, was the Dihi, was the Fitrahu. All praise due to Allah. I seek his praise him, I seek his assistance, seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. Ashhadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala khairil mursalin Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. All praise due to Allah, we seek his peace and his blessings on the best among the Prophet Muhammad, as well as on his family, as on his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and have completed my blessing and favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You have to forgive me. Coming back from being around community in New Jersey, I had to experience a tongue a lot of people that I'm the resident imam here, and the fact that how proud they were and how proud I am to be that. So it's a touching experience. So I'm thankful to Allah. So I'm a little touched this Jummah. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kul huwa alladhi ansha'akum wa ja'ala lakum sam'a wa absara وَالْفِيدَةَ قَالِ لَا مَا تَشْكُلُرُونَ. And the translation, the expression is as follows. I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. Say, it is he who has created you. And in parentheses, they put in made you grow. And made for you the faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding. And little thanks it is ye give. And this is the 23rd ayat of the 67th surah of the Quran. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, is called The Five Senses and the River. The Five Senses and the River. And we have a report of hadith from Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, if there was a river at your door and you took a bath in it five times a day, would you notice any dirt on you? And they said, not a trace of dirt would be left. And the prophet said, that is the parable of the five prayers by which Allah removes sins. And another report of hadith by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. He reported that the messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, take advantage of five before five. Then he said, your youth before old age, your health before illness, your riches before poverty, your free time before work, and your life before death. You know, when we look at our beginning as a creation, when we look at what we've been doing during the Ta'lim, what we've been reading the Imam's book, and a lot has been focused on Adam, alayhi salam. And you know, we are all Adam in our creation. And I always go to what Imam Muhammad, what he said. He said that Adam represents the five senses. And it is the five senses that has allowed us to move from just what would be a piece of dirt to skyscrapers, to all this technology, to all these advancements and things that are going to happen so much more that we don't even know about yet. And not just the base five senses, but the development of those five senses and using those five senses to their capacity. And in the first opening reported hadith from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, take advantage of the five before the five take advantage, before five. We can look at these as physical signs, but they are also signs of abstract too. And Imam Muhammad, he said that when the Prophet said, take care of five before five, he said, defeats you. He said, five senses, right? And if five are working in that pattern, five is in the body. So the five are inside our body, and our senses are inside of us. And today, in Allah, in today's ayat, he said, it is he who has created you. And sha'akum, this is created you or produced you, but it's in the past tense. It's also in the fourth form, meaning there's a reason, there's a cause for this to have happened. And we know that Allah has a plan. He has a plan, and our creation is his plan. And he created us. And I also know that because this is Juma, and the focus is to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ayah opens up with Allah saying, Kul, Kul, a command to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's also a command to us. To say it is Allah, even if his name is not mentioned, it's a command to us, and it says huwa, and it means he, but it's Allah who we have to understand that means. That he has created us, highly glorified is Allah. It may not be something that any of us takes for granted, but in bringing this up at the beginning, it is Allah's way of bringing it to our attention that we should always remember what he has done and what he continues to do. And I've discussed this previously, this process. وَلَقَ كَلَقْنَا إِنْسَانَ مِنْ سَسَلِينَ مِنْ هَمَّئٍ مَسْنُونَ. And we did certainly create man out of clay, of altered black mud. Right? And this insana, the base model, the human existence, the social nature. But like the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, take advantage of them before five. You know, and he mentions the age, health, finances, time, life. The Prophet is warning us to use what Allah has given us. And then the Imam said, these are our five senses. Look at these as our five senses. And I also bring in the five salatu in just a second, inshallah. But when Allah says, waja'ala, and made. This word in its root means to establish. It means change, appoint. And when we look back at the creation of Adam alayhi salam, we know that Allah's plan was to establish in the earth a leader. He appointed his creation to be that leader. And this was what made Shaitan upset. Because until then, he was doing the leader's work on the earth, right? That's another kibbah. But this word means he has put something inside each of us. Right? And then he says, in the faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding. This is the beginning of what sets us apart from everything else. Yes, when we think of these as just physical, then we limit the meaning of them, but let us look at this. Allah has brought us into being and with the tools to elevate us. And I hope you see where we're going. When I say elevate us, this is the beginning. This is the beginning is Adam alayhi salam, and that's level one. If you were to look at it, is ascension. That's level one. It is there where we begin to develop so that we can move up But even if we do not reach the level of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can still reach heights that can be great. But we must take his advice and don't neglect the five senses. And he also said that Al-Islam is built on five. Right? So five is very serious. And what was the first revelation? Five ayats. Okay? This is very important to remember that each sense can send information. So out of the five ayats, was each ayat for one sense? You think about that. Each sense can send information to the brain to help us understand and perceive the world around us. This is our goal in life. Allah says he has given us samia, our hearing, right? It's interesting to know that this sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that he mentions first is his attribute. It's an attribute of Allah. Because Allah is as-sami, all hearing. And this means Allah can hear without an ear. He can hear without an ear. And he hears all sounds from everywhere and everything. And you know that some of us, we can't hear nothing with two ears. You know, but he can hear everything without an ear. So this is our ability to listen, but for what I'm working with today, let us just take the physical level and go up a little bit more because we have to be a little bit more intense for the short time that we hear. This ability in our ears, right? Our hearing is what keeps us balanced. And I learned years ago how important it was, but I never understood it. You know, you learn about it, that the ears are for keeping you balanced, but you never really understand it until you deal with it, until vertigo came knocking at my door. And when vertigo came knocking at my door, my balance was thrown off, then my whole life was thrown off. So now if you understand that, and when Allah says to us that, thus have we made you a ummah justly balanced. So if our balance is thrown off, then our lives are thrown off. And it is the ability that we have inside of us that keeps us from being off balanced. And the senses also gives us the ability to concentrate on the task at hand. You know, when you're growing up, and I'm going to say that because, you know, when you're growing up, but some still can say that to me now. They say, you know, you're not listening to me. You're hearing me, but you're not listening to me. By using this sense, you can hear and learn something that helps you get on the task you have to get done. Then Allah says, "Wa absara." This is our seeing, our sight. Even though it's often used, the meaning of sight, the root is basura or basira, right? And it also means understanding. But it's also one of Allah's attributes. He's al-basir, the all-seeing one. No, remember, no eyes are needed. Allah can see it all. And I bring up these senses he has given us that are also his attribute. And it just goes to show us that we have some special features. They say, what is your superpower? And we say we have quite a few, Allahu Akbar. Our sight is the vision or perceiving things through our eyes. And his sense is what we use to observe something. It is this that was used to watch the birds fly, and now we have jets. You know, they watched the ants. Now we got industry. It was through observation, physical observation, that we could use our intelligence to understand what we're seeing, and then we were able to progress. Allah has given us wa afidata, feeling and understanding. You know, because this word means heart, commonly they use the word heart. But it also means mind and soul. Allah has given us the ability to hear, to see, to feel. Not just physically, but spiritually, intellectually. And we have the ability to see these senses the way they're supposed to be used. We all know that if you lose a sense, that other senses become stronger. We can tell this during the month of Ramadan because our senses become so strong, we didn't even know that they were that good. Our senses smell, our senses, we could just, all of a sudden, we didn't know we'd had those senses were that strong. It's the development of these senses that comes back to us. That development is on us. Allah has given us the tool, but the question is, are we developing the senses properly? We look at the world and we say, yes, you know, the development has been amazing. And look at the advances in the world that we have. But I want to go back to the five senses and what the prophet, the reporter Hadith of the prophet, peace be upon him, said. He said, remembering first, now remember first that Adam represents the five senses. And he's on that first level. And it's our job to reach the highest level, and that is where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And that's right after level 7, where our father Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham and other scriptures, that's where he is. And to reach that level, even move up on levels, it takes not neglecting the five. And as I close the first part, the prophet reportedly said, he said that there's a river at your door, and if you take a bath in it 5 times a day, would you notice any dirt? And he said, not a trace of dirt would be left. And the prophet said, that is the parable of the 5 prayers by which Allah removes sins. So this river outside is one of the ways we have of cleansing our 5 senses. Because it removes the sins of our life. Allah sent us the Quran, and he said that the example of the Quran in Muhammad, and he came with the establishment of salat. And it is our way of developing ourselves. This is about us developing ourselves through the 5 senses Allah has given us. Rabbi and I talk about minna indika sami'u alim. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The 5 senses and the river. So with salat being something that Allah has ordained for us, our senses respond to salat. Our senses respond to salat. And if you're making salat and it feels like a burden, then your senses are not being refreshed by the salat. And this is not how it is intended to be. Allah created us for something special. And this has been, our creation is an amazing dynamic in itself. We are above everything else in creation. We are above everything else in creation except in obedience. And I say that because we have free will. Everything else doesn't have free will. So they're automatically obedient. We have the choice factor. We choose to be obedient. We choose to make salat. You know, we choose to take a bath in the river and cleanse our at least 5 times a day. When we are out in this world, and now because of technology, you don't even have to leave the house for dirt to find us. And I'm speaking of dirt. I'm not speaking of filth. I'm speaking of dirt, because dirt is something that soils someone or something. And when you're out here dealing with this world, you can get dirty. Just having a regular day could put a stain on you. Well, you have a river to cleanse you, to bring you back and get that dirt off of you. We accomplish a few things when we make salat. First, we get our minds on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take everything else that's out there, and we get it off and we put it on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us our minds. He has given us our minds to put on Him first. That is our create. That's why we were created, to serve Him. And when He has given us these senses, we are to use them on our internal side. This means that our taqwa and our faith, that's inside. And this leads to our outside, our actions. It also means that when we're not neglecting our 5 senses are developing, you know, we are developing ourselves. And we're developing our senses, our feelings, our understandings. You know the saying, third eye, right? It's another way of saying our intellect. We clear our minds, and this word that they use for hearts, remember, I said it means mind and it means soul. We develop every salat because we read the word of Quran, of Allah in to ourselves in salat. We allow the power of the words to work on us. But if you're not doing it like we should, then we're neglecting the five. Then we have age and health, wealth, time and life come into play. And the five senses are our tools for us to go from one stage to the next. You know, do you know that in the dictionary, that this root for the word that used for eye, basira and basira, the eye or sight, is right next to the definition for bashara, bashir, the special man. It's right next to it. Now, me personally, I don't think this is an accident. I don't think it's an accident that these are right next to each other. Because, you know, you have to have your hammer right next to your nails. Right? And for a basher to become into being, it must have used the tools that it's given it. Allah created us for all of this. And when he said, Ansha'akum, he is saying that he is not just creating us, he's rising us. He's raising us up. You know, and when Allah says, and when I have completed shaping him and breathed into him of my spirit, then you fall down to him, before him in prostration. Now, we know he wasn't saying prostrate to us. He was saying prostrate to the will of my will. And it is this ruh that triggers something in us. It triggers our senses. And every time we make salat, we allow Allah to trigger us again and again and again. To breathe into us his revelation. And we should never feel worse after making salat. This is why he says, little thanks it is that ye give. Because every time we make salat or even just think about it, we should be ever thankful. Thankful because he has raised up above us above the animal instincts. And gave us the ability to use our senses. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. And he's saying this word, it means he matures us. He matures us. And we know that the word for creation is kalak. So this word is not kalak. This word in this ayah means to grow up, mature, develop. It is what we must do. You know, it's like the parable of the plant he has given us in the Quran. Allah says, and he has caused you to grow from the earth a progressive growth, like a plant. Over time. How do we expect to grow if we do not work on it? Right? And Allah says to us, "Qad aflaha man zakkaha." He has succeeded who purifies it, who works on his soul. We have to work on ourselves, brothers and sisters. It starts with salat. It starts with the river five times a day. And if you talk to someone who invests in the stock market and they have a big portfolio and they're doing pretty good. And they say, well, you know, I talk to my broker at least five times a day. I'm pretty well off because we keep in contact. Some would think that's a good strategy. They would say that's a pretty good strategy, right? Well, if you want to be well off in this life and in the next, then talk to Allah at least five times a day. Five times a day in Salat. Read the Quran more than five times a day. It will make you hear better. It will make you see better. It will make you feel better. It will make you understand better. It'll make you live better. And you know, sometimes when you hear all the noise or something, but you're not hearing what's being said. And sometimes you can hear so good you can hear a pin drop on carpet. And you could be looking at something and still not see it coming. And you can see so well, you can see it before it gets here. And the biggest sense we have to develop is the mind. Learning how to understand how we feel about something and how to understand it is crucial for us in this life. Our soul, the feelings and our understanding, developing that is crucial. Allah is the best of teachers. Only Allah can make us understand what you seem not to be able to understand. But it takes us going back to that river and cleansing ourselves, keeping our senses fresh. You know, why do we have ablution? What's the symbolic nature of the water in it? It's the same symbolic nature of the river in front of our house. It all brings our hearts and minds back to focus on the law. We know that water means sensitivities, right? But we're using pure, clean water. Pure clean water. We're wiping away, we're wiping ourselves with untainted water to remove any sensitivities that are not pure. So we can truly focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Muhammad said that the heart is the key to God, the key to Allah. This means that it is a passageway for us to reach Allah. Allah has given us the tools to allow him to reach us, to communicate with us. Yes, we can read the words or listen to the words, but it is when those words touch our hearts, our minds, our souls, that we feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the Quran was revealed upon what? Muhammad's heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was no physical book present. Jibril, alayhi salam, didn't come and say, here's a book for you. He revealed it on his heart. This is why the salat is important. Through the heart is also the door to the intellect. It is how we can understand what Allah has for us, for Allah to direct us, to stimulate us. The salat is our time to go submerge ourselves, to go submerge ourselves inside of the Quran. Did you hear what I said? You can submerge yourselves inside of the Quran. Now you can understand what the river is. This is why it is so important to clear ourselves the best way we can of any thoughts. Clear our focus. Block out what we hear. You know, we don't have to go around and turn off all the noise in the house. We don't have to go around and tell everybody to be quiet. I'm about to make salat. What we have to do is learn to develop our senses that we can block it all out. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, all that outside noise is called ambient noise, right? But that ain't the noise you got to block out. You got to block out that internal noise. That's the noise you got to block out. Because you can have it totally quiet in the house and still be loud in your salat. That's where you got to develop your senses. We have to learn to be so deep in the river, it doesn't matter what's going on, we cannot be disturbed. Do you know when you're underwater, you cannot hear? Now, I don't want nobody going to the Y and trying that and be talking about we doing the gymnasium next week, but you cannot hear. This is how important the salat is. And Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that if you understand the practical benefits of prayer, turning to God, remembering him five times a day to keep your five senses alive, to keep your government strong. This means doing it rather than just acknowledging we're supposed to do it. Yeah, it's easy to tell everybody. Yeah, we have to do five salats a day. We're obligated to do five salats a day. Yeah, that's part of, you know, but actually doing it, that's the practical part of it. It's hands-on. It's a pillar of our faith. It's something we're obligated to do. But to gain and better yet reap the benefits of doing it, we must do it. We must do it. Five times a day, five times we turn to Allah to allow him to redirect our senses, to refresh our senses. He created them. He knows what they need better than we do. The salat keeps our senses alive. That's what the imam said, right? So, you know, this means that our senses are aware of or interested in. They're responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, a synonym for alive is conscious of, mindful of, aware of. It is the salat that gets our senses to become taqwa. There is no increasing of taqwa without the salat. Another synonym is awake to. You know, when we get up from our sleep and we say, As-salatu kalarum minan now, prayer is better than sleep. Yes, it does mean we're getting up from the bed. And we know that fajr also means awakening. But it means we're awakening our senses to Allah. We're becoming aware of what he wants for us. And to keep our government strong. Now that's interesting, especially today in this world now. Because the best government for us is the government of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not speaking Sharia law. I'm speaking the government inside of Al-Islam that promotes free thinking, the development of the senses. No oppression. Because we see what the other government is doing, how it's dulling the senses. It is putting people back to sleep. there is something refreshing about what is happening from that government that leads our senses to doing the best, to doing the best and having the best tools for our lives. This is fact. This is al-Islam. This is fact. This is why we have to be thankful. Another reason for Salat, to be thankful. You know, Shakara, it means to be thankful, to give thanks. Allah says that too many of us do not give thanks, are ungrateful for these tools, these senses that he has given us. They use little thanks is that they give. And the word kala, the word, it means, they say it says little. But this really means dislike or hate. And I look at it like this. The world has been conditioned to take the gifts of the five senses for granted. Because people just think it comes with the territory. You know, when you have a baby, the first thing you want to count is the five fingers and the five toes. You want to make sure everything is there. You ain't supposed to take nothing for granted. Allah has told us today in the ayat inside of this kibbah, we are not to be of those who are ungrateful. We should be grateful. We should be thankful for what he has given us. And the first step in making sure we keep these gifts working in top condition, working like he created them to work, and keep going to that river. Keep going to that river. Remember, the Quran is that river. And in the Salat is where you get the river first. And as I close, let me read this quote. The minds of people are so cluttered with everyday living these days that they don't, won't, or take time out for a little prayer. Mental cleansing. Just as they take a bath for physical outer cleansing, both are necessary. My brothers and sisters, we know this to be true because we can see it, but we know that we do both of them together, right? We cannot make Jummah without a ghusl, right? There's no prayer without washing up, right? We have to be the examples in the world for us to move off of the first level of Adam alayhi salam. We must go to the river and cleanse our senses. It is the five senses that liberates us from our original essence. It takes us from that first level and moves us up. And remember, the five senses and the river. Now, inshallah, I have given something a benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. Ameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-samiu al-'alim. Ameen.